Hello, everyone. It's Saturday morning, and I have been watching the performance of Vixen most of the night. And thank you very much for all the comments and the anonymous form that you've all been filling out. It's been just exploding. So Uttered Bun and I are going to have a lot to talk about in terms of options for that. So fantastic. I do apologize. I was singing last night and my voice is a little bit rocked. So bear with me. This is just a little update because we had a couple of things happen while Vixen was rocking through GWA. We crossed 300 subreddit members. So there are now 300 beholders with us here in the boudoir, which is amazing. So welcome to everybody. We haven't really done any sort of celebration for the boudoir yet, especially now that you all have a name. I actually was thinking about that. I just kind of arbitrarily threw that at you, but you are all the beholders now. It's a D&D reference for anybody that doesn't know. You can look it up. It's I just thought it was really fun. So there are over 300 of you now, and we're growing steadily every day. So thank you so much for being here with us. The other milestone was I crossed 1,700 followers on my profile, which I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. So we had a really big day yesterday. We launched Vixen, and y'all got to find out what number 15 was, which is pretty huge. And then the subreddit and my profile had a big day. So in honor of that, I wanted to just do a little bit of an update of some things that are coming, because this week is huge in terms of what is going to be happening in Beautyland. So first and foremost, there is Patreon launching, I believe Wednesday. The Patreon stuff will be ready to go, and I will be launching that with a very, very special collaboration with another GWA performer. She's very, very wonderful, and I think you'll all be very happy. I'm going to keep under my hat for a little bit longer who it is, but she's been around for a bit, and she's terrific, and I was absolutely blessed when she agreed to do a collaboration with me and to let me launch my Patreon with it. So that is one thing. The other is I do have another very, very, very big announcement that has been firming up little by little over the last couple of weeks, and I received a very big step toward it last week. Just a couple more details to iron out, but it will result in more exclusive content outside of Reddit as well, so stay tuned for that. I haven't been given the go-ahead to fully announce what that is, but I will in time. Just know that there's some terrific improv content coming for that one, and I hope you'll all like it when you get the chance to hear it. The third thing, I've been going back and forth about this one because there's just a part of me that has a hesitation about things like gifts and monetization, she says after she announced a Patreon, ha ha ha, for what I do here. The thing is, I get messages daily from people asking how they can show support in a financial sense. And you have no idea how much I appreciate that. When somebody's willing to pay for what you're giving away for free, that's a huge compliment. So I've kind of been thinking about it because there's some logistical issues, obviously, with privacy and anonymity that go along with that. And the reality is nobody has to do anything. It's not mandatory. I don't expect it. I don't, you know, it's there if anybody wants to do it, was kind of the way it was positioned to me, because I've kind of gone back and forth about this a lot, and I've spoken with other performers and other people in the community about their thoughts on it, just to see perspectives other than mine, because I know where I come down on that issue. But because it's been requested so much, I have created an Amazon wish list. Now, before anybody gets too excited, the wish list is an audiophile wish list. So there's some equipment upgrades and things that I do need to do because of this. I have some headphones that need to be replaced because they make clicks instead of being silent when I move my head, which is fine when I'm recording music because the music will drown that out. I don't need to edit as meticulously, but for this, it's a little bit different. So it's stuff like that. And you know, if I wasn't doing audios, I wouldn't be upgrading the equipment that I already have. So that was the argument that was put to me when I was talking about it with individuals. So that's the type of stuff that's on the wish list. So if anybody would like that, that link, I will pop it up in the boudoir. Again, it's just there if anybody wants to use it. Now there will be no, there is no address associated with the Amazon account. So if there's anything in particular that you would like to purchase for me, just, purchase a gift card in the amount, of the item or for however much you want. And then just send me a message here on Reddit, or an email to the Amazon email that says, what you're gifting the gift card for. Please don't put notes on the Amazon on the gift card, because I can't have any scrutiny on this. So no notes on the gift card, just shoot me a message and tell me what you're aiming at with the gift card, and I will make the purchase from there. That seems to be the way it's done in the community for privacy reasons. So we'll give that a shot and see how it goes. Like I said, again, this is totally optional. And if anybody does choose to use it, I'm so grateful. But please don't feel you have to. I make the content I make for free. The content on Reddit will stay free. And just know that I make it because I want to. And I appreciate you guys so much. Okay, the last thing I wanted to announce was I have a content table coming. I know I've been saying this for a while, but it's actually like almost done. It was a website. The website is still in development, but the person that I was working on it with has had just a life explosion. So I've put that on hold, and the content table is actually a Google Doc that I'm almost finished. So my goal is to have that rolled out this week as well. So that will be coming, so that you can sort and find the content, and the associated exclusive content that goes with the audios. Because that's the thing when you've got like the production commentaries and the spotlights, you know, if you want to see where all that is, I want to put it all together. I've also got a sheet on there where you can sort by writer. I do have a few writers that I've filled several scripts for, so I want you to be able to find all those in one place. Sort by, I believe I've got one where you sort by genre, and then gender, because I do have some F for F and F for A content produced and coming. There is an A for A and F for A coming. The script is A for A. Obviously, I'm female, so F for A is what it ended up being, but it's really good. The script is by Hannah Slama, and it's fantastic. So that is on the horizon as well. I think that's everything that's happening in our world at the moment. Yeah, so everything's moving at the speed of crazy right now. I swear to God, my cats are in control of everything. That's just how chaotic it all feels. But as usual, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting what I do here, supporting me, and just being, you know, good to each other when you're here in the boudoir. I love looking at the memes. Justin, when you started that, you started a thing, and you know you've done something right when people are memeing you. So thank you for that. You guys are awesome. And, you know, just keep being you. That's all I can say. I love reading the comments. I love interacting with you guys, and I love making content for you. So I'll keep doing that if y'all keep listening, and together we'll keep going forward in this crazy journey of audio porn here in the boudoir.